Hey everyone, this is Sally FT.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to do diligence with people and about people.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
We got inspired about this from the prior episode where we talked about investor relationships and how to deal with your investors after you've taken their money. We got into a little bit of a discussion around the quote-unquote negative investors, people that are actively making your business worse and making your life more difficult. And I think during that part of the discussion, the last episode, we realized as the one golden tip that you gave to people in order to prevent that, that founders need to do their due diligence about those investors before taking their money. And I think that's when, for both of us, we thought, oh, we need to make an episode about this because it's such an important tool as a founder that is really underutilized. I see so many founders not do their due diligence about people.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite topics. I have to say I've been a victim to this, if you want to call it that, or I've been, I have hired people, I have gotten investors, I have gotten in partnerships and things like that without actually doing real diligence. And most of the time it worked out fine for me, but the few times where it didn't were the times when I was like, okay, I should have done more homework about this person. And I realized, once I figured that out and I realized it wasn't that hard, I started doing it so much more. Yeah. So yeah, let's talk about this.
Yeah. So, let's talk about the concept of due diligence. I mean, what does it really mean? It doesn't mean that much other than you want to do a little bit of research to figure out if you can find information about this person before you get into business with them. And information either that encourages your initial impression and kind of double down on that, or that raises red flags that you want to explore further with that person before going into business with them. And you should do due diligence before hiring people. And you should definitely do due diligence before you co-found something with somebody and before you take money with them. In any kind of, even when you partnership, in any kind of relationship, you should go out and obviously you can do some research online, but I think what we're going to zero in on is reach out to people that have had this type of relationship with this person and find out what their experience has been. Good, bad, ugly, anything in between, to learn from that past history, to give you more information about what you can expect from this person in the future. And you can do these kind of reference calls or due diligence calls. You can ask for them and get, you know, references or get connected with certain people, right? If it's an investor, as the example that we discussed prior, you could tell that investor, hey, we would love to talk to two or three founders that you've recently invested in to see what their experience has been working with your firm or working with you individually and directly. And then it could kind of get those connections handed to you from that person. And you can do it indirectly. You can just go and research and find out who is this investor invested in and ping a few of these founders and say, hey, we're talking to investor XYZ. We're thinking about taking their money. I saw that you raised money from them, whatever, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, a month ago. Can I get just 10 minutes of your time and get some experience? I mean, we even did this once in a lease. Like we were looking at an office space and we weren't sure about the building. We weren't sure about a few things with the landlord. And we just looked at the list of tenants and we saw another startup that was actually sold to $1 billion to Google a few years ago. And we sent the founder an email and said, hey, we're thinking about renting office space. You've been there for 2 years. Can you give us a few pieces of advice? And he gave us some really good advice just in email back and forth and gave us some background information about the experience in that building and what we should or shouldn't do and expect or shouldn't expect. So you can do it directly or you could do like these whatever they're called, black background checks or something like that. Something that you just reach out without asking the person you're dealing with to connect you with these people.
Yeah, that's the easiest way, right? And you also don't want to limit yourself to that way. Try to find, like, so in the investor example, try to find people that have been funded by them that might have had what you might think is a negative experience, not necessarily with them, but in their startup. So one of my favorite things to do is if the investor hasn't introduced you to, you know, somebody who's actually went out of business, acqui-hired, or, you know, something that would be more of a startup failure, for lack of a better word, you could just reach out to those founders and just ask them, hey, I'm considering taking investment from this person. I know you had a certain experience with your company. I would love to talk to you for 5 or 10 minutes about it. And that can be super valuable. So I wouldn't just limit yourself to the introductions you get from the investor or anybody. I would also go out and find your own people to talk to.
Absolutely. And then let's talk a little bit about both scenarios. When you get introductions or references for your due diligence from the, let's take the investor or the business partner, the future employee, when they say, yes, I'm going to connect you to these two or three people, to me, watching who they chose, who they pick to connect you with is a first tell. Like it's not just when I talk to them that's not the only piece of data. I even just look at the ones that they're introducing us to. When we ask employees, future potential employees for references, we do specifically tell them, hey, give us 3 references and tell us why you've chosen these ones. We want to understand the idea behind it. And then when I look at the references they give me, that's the moment I start judging, right? So if somebody gives me 3 references from the same company, which is 3 years ago, but no references from more recent companies they work for, why? If they only give me references from people that were their peers versus there's no reference in there that there's anybody who was their manager, all that is telling me, it's not a KO criteria, but it's the beginning of letting me know, why is this person only giving me this very skewed, group of people to talk to, right? Why can I only talk to people that they worked with 5 years ago as peers? There's no manager there. There's nobody who worked for them. There's nobody from any of these other companies. That usually raises a red flag or is something that I try to explore and find out more about why. This could be the same thing for investors. If they only get you in touch with specific people that they've invested in many, many years ago in a past fund or that they've just invested in the past 3 months, but no founders that they've been working for in a longer period of time, those are tells for me. Those are at least red flags or things that I want to find out more about because they're telling me something about the way you choose your references is telling me something about you.
Yeah, I really love that. That's a really good start of your own diligence on the other side, right? Make sure you're thoughtful about the intros you make and that there are people that would vouch for you. So I think, this is the other big piece of this for me. It's like when you talk to people, whether someone has given you the reference to talk to them or you found it yourself, oftentimes it's, not everyone is very direct or very helpful when you ask them, about somebody. So what you want to do, and this is, this comes from a lot of diligence on team members when you're bringing them on. But one thing you want to do is you actually want to ask them about specific scenarios or stories or experiences. For example, if this were an investor, it would be like when and I was talking to a founder, I would ask, when you were going through something hard, can you tell me what your experience was with this investor? Right. And it could be, and in their case, they would go and start talking about, oh, we were about to run out of money or we had this really difficult decision to make. And, so-and-so, was it this way. And sometimes you have to get underneath it, right? They might be like, oh yeah, I emailed and they were a little bit helpful, and then you would want to ask, well, what do you mean by a little bit helpful? What did they actually help you with? So you want to dig in, do a little bit of getting to the sort of bottom of kind of the feedback. So that's one big tactic. I would say that if it's an employee or some kind of relationship like that, where you're trying to hire somebody, you usually will be able to find more stories because you either have a manager or you have a coworker that you're talking to in most cases. A manager could be someone higher up, a couple layers or whatever, depending on what's going on. And in those cases, it's gold because what you can say is, tell me about a time when you disagreed. And I'd love to understand how John, if we were, asking about John reacted in that situation. Those are the kind of things you want to do. You don't want to just rely on what they tell you. You want to actually ask them questions about situations and get their feedback and then dig in deeper.
Yeah, I love that. And also, you need to read between the lines, right? So so a reference call, if somebody connects you with somebody, if it's kind of an active reference, this person better be a strong reference. Again, for me, if they're kind of a weak reference, if they're kind of like so-so about them, that's a no-go. And I found this a lot of times when I did reference calls for investors, that founders didn't want to out, especially the founders that had taken money, they didn't want to tell me, this investor sucks. They're going to be horrible to work with. Please don't take their money, right? It's not quite something they were comfortable saying, but they would just be very timid in their enthusiasm about that investor. They would be like, this investor, you know, we've taken their money. He's very well-meaning. We found him to be, you know, very enthusiastic and wanting to be very involved, sometimes a bit too much, but we still always appreciated it. And you know, if the line of statements they make about this investor keeps in that level of very temperate enthusiasm and kind of things that are not quite negative but also not positive, to me, that is like a founder screaming at me, please don't take their money. They're really difficult to work with, right? So somebody needs to be somewhat enthusiastic. And not if it's a reference that comes out of the blue and you just reach out to somebody that might tell you, hey, I didn't work that much with that investor, or I don't know, we were working with their firm but with another partner or something like that. But if an investor says, here's somebody you should talk to if you want to get a reference about me, and that person